This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Time for Blown Off, and we have Stephanie on the line. Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Hi.
Stephanie, what's going on? Are you getting blown off by somebody?
Yeah, I am, and I'm kind of upset about it. And my friend said I should call you guys.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What a great friend.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, they are good friends.
Well, tell us what's going on quickly.
So I met this guy, Jim. I work at a restaurant, and he came into the restaurant, and we flirted a bunch, you know, of course, like, you know, not to be too crass, but was looking for a bigger tip at first, but then we kind of got into each other. And
I see what you're saying, big tip, yeah.
You know how it is working at a restaurant.
Yeah.
But I
anyway,
do.
We actually... We got along really well, and he came back. He came back a few times, and one of the times he came back, he asked me out, which I thought was great. I thought we really clicked, and I liked him. He was cute, and so we went out. We went out once, and that was really fun, and then we went out again, which is great, but I have to admit, and I feel kind of, I probably shouldn't have, but the second time we went out, we had a great time, but I slept with him, and... I don't know if I should have done that, because after that was the last time that we spoke. We've texted since then, but we haven't spoken. And the last time that we texted, I like finally, you know, after this kind of vague text exchange, I was like, hey, should we get together this weekend? And he responded, he just said, one sec. And then he never got back to me again. You know,
he said one sec or one sex?
One sec.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just double checking.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel super slutty. I don't know if it was like that we slept together, and I don't usually sleep with guys. I don't know if I did something wrong.
So you met him at the restaurant. You went out on one date. You went out on a second date. You slept with him on that date, and then you haven't heard from him since, except for when he texted you one sec.
Yeah. Like, we texted a little bit, but that was the last thing he texted when I asked him directly if we were going to hang out again.
Did you say anything else to him? Like, did you text him again or no?
No, after that I was like, I felt totally blown off.
Did you like laugh at him when you saw him naked or anything like that? Or
we had a fun time, but I don't think I directly laughed at him.
Okay.
Just behind his back.
Yeah, not directly, indirectly. One sec. Let's call him up and find out what's going on, okay?
Great, thank
you. Stephanie, are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready. Thanks.
All right, here we go. We're going to give him a call. You listen on the line. Don't say a word.
Hello?
Jim.
Yeah. Who's this?
Jim, it's Mark K.
Who are you?
Oh.
Boom, blow to the ego.
Wow. I'm Mark K. This is Megan.
Hi, Jim.
I'm sorry, I don't... Who is this?
God. Mark K and Megan, we host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE. You've obviously never heard of it.
Yeah, no, I don't listen to the radio that much. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No, I'm sorry for you.
We just actually
You're
wanted to
out.
Ask you a question. Do you have some time to talk to us on the radio?
Yeah, why are you calling me?
We are calling you. We have a very important question about a girl you know named Stephanie, who you dated, also you slept with.
How do you know that? Like, how do you know that?
Well, she called us, and she said that she was feeling pretty bad about herself, because after your night of, you know, intimate romantic contact, you basically blew her off, and she was hoping we could figure out why. So we're calling to ask you why.
I don't want to be rude, but none of your business, really. Like, it's kind of like between me and her.
Well, I mean, she made it our business when she called us to talk to us about it, and she really, you're not giving her the reason, so you might as well tell us.
I know, it's kind of like a personal thing, and like, I kind of like to keep it, you know, between me and her, like, talk to her about it.
Well, Jim, talk to me then. I'm right here. It's my business. Maybe it's not theirs, but tell me why.
Oh.
Jim?
Are you kidding me? Dude, that's not cool. You don't tell me. Hey, what's going on?
What's going on is she wants to know why you're blowing her off.
Duh.
Hey, Stephanie, look, I'm sorry. Oh, I don't really want to say it. You're going to think I'm so weird. You're going to think it's so weird. I really feel weird saying it.
He just found out that Stephanie's been listening on the line as well. Ha ha. If you listened to the show, maybe you'd have been able to figure that out. Maybe now you'll be a fan, but probably not.
Probably not now.
Jim, what is the, what's the reason? Just go ahead and tell us. We're not going to pass judgment or anything. What is the reason you're blowing Stephanie off?
But I had this dream. I had a really vivid, clear dream that my mom came to me and she told me not to date her because she said that she'd try to to get pregnant and then trap me. It really creeped me out. It's I don't know what to say. I'm a huge believer in dreams, but it was a very clear dream. It was very I woke up in cold sweats. It was very off putting.
That's really weird.
Oh my god. I would never, your mom came to you in a dream and told you, I would never, I don't want to get pregnant. Why would you ever think I would see that?
I don't know. She was just don't date her, don't date her. And then she's she'll trap you.
What?
You were pregnant already in the dream.
Okay, hold on. When did you have this dream? Was it the same night that you slept with Stephanie or just after? Or
it was afterwards, 2 days later. And I was literally planning to make plans to, hang out again. And this happened and it was weird, man.
So you didn't call Stephanie back because your dead mother came to you in a dream and said she's going to get pregnant and trap you?
No. She's not dead. My mom's not dead.
Wait, what?
Your mom's not dead?
No, she's alive. She lives in Seattle. She's alive.
Wait, what? I mean,
but in the dream,
why are you dreaming about your mom?
You made it seem like she wasn't here anymore, and that's why she came to you in the dream.
No, she came to me in the dream to warn me.
Why didn't she just call you?
Yeah,
because it wasn't the real version of my mom. It was the dream version of my mom.
Oh,
it was an omen type of thing, and
Oh my god. I can't believe that that's why you didn't call me back.
You never dreamed about your mom?
I mean, I was dreaming about a bunch of different things, but not my mom comes to me and tells me who to date.
That's so weird.
That's never happened to me either.
And you think I'm going to trap you by trying to get pregnant? What?
Yeah, I mean, that seems pretty extreme, dude. That seems pretty out there.
It's not that weird. This is the same way that my mom got my dad to marry her.
Oh my,
what? Oh my god, then that's obviously why you had that dream, dude.
You're misunderstanding your own dream.
It's been a dream.
Okay, all right.
Oh my god.
Hang on 1 second. 340-9595-800-475-9595.